This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for Tuesday, April 18th. I'm Curtis Fox. Today, two poems by Marilyn Nelson about race in America. Every Tuesday this month on the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, we're featuring studio recordings by poets of their own work. Marilyn Nelson has won all sorts of awards for her poetry, including being named Poet Laureate of Connecticut in 2002. As the state's poet laureate, she has taken an interest in Connecticut history, in particular a school founded in 1832 by Prudence Crandall in the town of Canterbury. The school was intended to educate the daughters of wealthy local families, but those families began withdrawing when Crandall admitted a young black woman. Eventually, the school admitted more than 20 young black women. Crandall herself was arrested, and when a mob attacked in 1834, the school closed. Marilyn Nelson has written a sonnet sequence in the voices of the girls who attended the academy in Canterbury. This one is about a young woman whose mother was an illiterate slave, with no way to keep in touch with her daughter.
I'm imagining this girl, this is based on some slave narratives I've read, I'm imagining that she was a mulatto whose father sent her out of the South to be educated, to be raised free. And this is entirely from my imagination, except for the names. The names are the names of other girls who were at the school.
The poem is called Family.
My master father sent me up from South Carolina to Boston as a 9-year-old. My mother's illiterate silence has been a death. I wonder if she still labors in his fields. His sister, dutiful but cold as snow, gave me a little room in her house below the stairs with the Irish servants who hated me for the fatal flaw in my genealogy. For the first time in my life, I am at home in this bevy of scholars, my first family. Here, the wallpapers welcome me into every room, and the mirrors see me, not my pedigree. My sisters, Jerusha, Emilia, Elizabeth. But Mama's unlettered silence is a death.
Family, written and read by Marilyn Nelson. Now to a poem set closer to the present and based on something that happened to the poet herself.
This is a sort of thing that African Americans faced quite often, being suddenly confronted and shocked by explosions of racism. And in this case, something happened which was even more shocking than the explosion of racism, something I never would have imagined, never would have predicted. It felt like a minor miracle.
And that, in fact, is the title of the poem, Minor Miracle.
Which reminds me of another knock-on-wood memory. I was cycling with a male friend through a small Midwestern town. We came to a 4-way stop and stopped, chatting. As we started again, a rusty old pickup truck, ignoring the stop sign, hurricaned past scant inches from our front wheels. My partner called, "Hey, that was a 4-way stop!" The truck driver, stringy blonde hair, a long fringe under his brand name beer cap, looked back and yelled, "You fucking niggers!" and sped off. My friend and I looked at each other and shook our heads. We remounted our bikes and headed out of town. We were pedaling through a clear blue afternoon between two fields of almost ripened wheat, bordered by cornflowers and Queen Anne's lace, when we heard an unmuffled motor, a honk honking. We stopped, closed ranks, made fists. It was the same truck. It pulled over. A tall, very much in shape young white guy slid out. Greasy jeans, homemade finger tattoos, probably a Marine Corps boot camp footlocker full of martial arts techniques. "What did you say back there?" he shouted. My friend said, "I said it was a 4-way stop. You went through it." And what did I say? The white guy asked. You said, you fucking niggers. The afternoon froze. Well, said the white guy, shoving his hands into his pockets and pushing dirt around with the pointed toe of his boot, I just want to say I'm sorry. He climbed back into his truck and drove away.
Marilyn Nelson reading her poem, Minor Miracle. You can read that poem and others online at poetryfoundation.org. Tomorrow on the poetryfoundation.org podcast, Richard Wilbur talks about his translation of Mallarmé's poem, The Tomb of Edgar Poe.
Mallarmé and others made him a symbol of the affliction of the spiritual poet by material society.
Drop us a line about this program at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this podcast comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.